I'll be as brief as Dolan was, so I hope. But I do want to, and this is a time for nothing other than to say thank you, which is what we should be doing at this point. And there are three primary groups I want to say thanks to. First, my staff. You know, everybody, just about everybody on the staff is someone I hired now. There's still a few guys left over from Mr. Westfall. They're still great people, which is why they're there. What I tell everybody when I hire them is that, look, your main job is to make me look good. And it's only half joking that I say that, because the way they make me look good is to work so very, very hard for the people of St. Louis County. And they do a remarkable job, and we've got, I'll put this office and this staff up against anybody around, anybody in the country, for the hard work that they put in, the dedication they have to helping and protecting the people of St. Louis County. Second, and probably the most important, in my family. You know, anybody who's ever been elected or held an elected office knows that it is absolutely impossible without the unqualified commitment from your family. They won't always tell you that, but it's there. And so my lovely bride, Carolyn, of almost 36 years. That's hard to believe. No, we didn't get married in Arkansas. She was a little more than... But to get through, these are some difficult times over the past 24 years, over the past few months, some interesting times that we went through. And our four kids, Elizabeth, Matthew and his lovely wife, Andrea, and Brian and Kevin, the shy ones, are hiding over in a corner over there. But when I first took this oath, they were 8, 6, 4, and 2. And they are not 8, 6, 4, and 2 anymore. In fact, Elizabeth's kids are 2. But it's been a remarkable term, and I couldn't have done any of that without the family and Elizabeth's husband Matt, who couldn't be here because he's taking care of those kids right now. So that's what you got to have. And all my brother and my sisters and my in-laws and my aunts and my uncles and my cousins. And if you want to get elected, that's another thing. It helps to have a big family. And they've all been great. Over the years. You know, I ran unopposed a few times, and they were all angry about it because they wanted a campaign to work in. So, you know, it's good for you, but I would prefer not to do that. But they came through again in this past year and did just a remarkable job. And having that support has been just a godsend for that. Finally, I want to thank the people of St. Louis County. You know, I've had the honor and the privilege for 24 years to be trusted by them to handle the prosecution for St. Louis County, and it's not a responsibility that I take lightly. I take it very, very seriously. It is incredibly important to me. They've entrusted me with that, and they've entrusted me because of the staff that I have, because of the job that we do. Anyway, we had some difficult times in the past few months. Some old wounds have been opened, but those are the wounds that have to be addressed, and we'll fix those, and we'll work on those, and we'll keep doing that. And I look forward to working with the new county executive, with the old county council, and the new county council to address an awful lot of these issues. And I can't, again, extend my thanks, my appreciation to the people of St. Louis County, from Spanish Lake to Pacific to Oakville, for trusting me and allowing me to be their prosecutor for another 4 years. So thank all of you for coming, and thanks to everybody else for allowing me to be here. Thanks.